You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The European Football Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill European Football Podcast. Alex Dunn and Ray Druitt in the studio for you. Looking ahead to possibly the best weekend of European football action we've seen in recent years. There is literally football everywhere, coming out of our ears, noses, other places. It is an absolute feast. How are you, Ray Druitt?
Very good. Very good, Alex. How are you?
Yeah. Where's football coming out of for you?
My pockets.
Oh, nice. A good football pocket. We're going to look forward to the Madrid derby, Atleti against Real, and Bayern Munich against Borussia Dortmund. We're also going to look at Sevilla against Barcelona and AC Milan against Napoli, games that would have been feature contests on most weeks, I think it's fair to say. We're not going to look at, unfortunately, but there is PSG Marseille and PSV Ajax.
That's correct.
And of course, in England, Everton Liverpool and Arsenal Man U.
Took you a while to get there, but we're not talking about that one. Absolute humdinger. A wonderful, wonderful fixture list all over Europe.
All those games on Sunday as well, barring the Barca one. Sunday is just going to be
wonderful, isn't it?
Put your feet up.
And I'm off
watch
work
this.
Sunday as well. I mean, so am I. Every now and again, the big man upstairs.
The boss.
Yep, the boss. That's what we like to call him. You know, it gives you a break, and I think I've had one there.
Yeah, it promises to be absolutely amazing. So hopefully we can point you in the direction of a few winning bets or interest bets or whatever you want for the weekend. We're going to start in Spain with, well, it's hard to say what a feature contest is, isn't it, in a week like this? But Atleti against Real is sure to get the juices flowing for you on Sunday evening. You'll hear Ray's thoughts on the Madrid derby after this.
La Liga.
Atleti against Real then coming up on Sunday at 7:30. The betting looks like this. Atleti are 19-10, the draw is 9-4, and Real are in the betting at 29-20. Two sides here who have got obviously a lot of history between each other, both as a derby and also given that they've both been challenging for the title in recent years. We expect them both to be there or thereabouts again. As things stand, Atleti sit in fifth with 12 points, Real sit in third with 14 points. I was going to say unlikely leaders at this stage of Villarreal. Maybe not that unlikely. We expect them to do well, but they're top with 16 points from six games. But Atleti against Real, Ray, it promises to be an absolute classic once again. But it's Atleti that have had the edge in recent years, isn't it?
They have, yeah. They have a little hold on Real of late. Mm. But, I mean, Benitez is so shrewd and smart. And even though he doesn't have his strongest selection available, I think that tide might turn, you know. I think Real are, maybe it could be about time that Real start to keep hold of this, you know, the pride of Madrid and really, really do get the stranglehold over Atleti again. Neither side won last week, so it's really, really important that both of them maintain pace at the top of the table. As you said, only a couple of points off for Real, but four for Atleti. But of course, no disrespect to Villarreal, they're not the benchmark. The benchmark here at the moment is Barcelona in second, who are on 15 points. So Real Madrid need to make sure they don't lose any more ground. And of course, Atleti, if they do harbour ambitions of winning the title again, similar for them, as well as bragging rights. Mm. Huge. And I mean, Atleti lost last night as well at home, last night being Wednesday against Benfica, which was a surprise. So you can expect a bit of a, you know, maybe a return to the old Atleti, perhaps, here.
Well, both coming here off the back of disappointing league results. Atleti fell at Villarreal, who we've mentioned already. Real with a 0-0 draw home to Malaga, despite the fact they had about 80 shots in the match. That is very much points drop for them, but they've still only conceded one goal in the league so far, Real. I actually caught a bit of them last night away at Malmo. They were 1-0 up. Malmo ended the game with 10 men and they were still pushing on for a second. But under Benitez, they are noticeably more solid at the back, both in terms of the way that the team is set up and in terms of individual performance. That's something he's done at all his clubs, isn't it? He makes sure that, tactically, firstly, he gets it right. But also, he makes sure that they don't throw easy goals away. And that's what Real have been guilty of in recent years, I'd say.
Well, we mentioned this, didn't we? I think it was the first game we covered for Real when Benitez was there. And we said, at the start of the season, we expect them to have a couple of 1-0 victories and 2-0s and maybe the odd 0-0 like they have done. Mm-hmm. And not to concede many. As you said, one goal conceded in the early stages. I think it's eight games, competitive games. This is the best defensive start to a league campaign since 97-98. So a really, really strong foundation set against... It comes up against an Athletic side who I feel can score more goals than they could previously. So it'll be interesting to see how this battles out. And probably the most impressive thing, now people may laugh because Ramos and Pepe have their off days, but he's done this with a relative makeshift defence at times. He hasn't had Ramos available all the time. He hasn't had Pepe. Varane had a short spell out. Carvajal's been in and out. So he's actually done this with a makeshift back four.
He's also not done it by bringing in his own players.
Exactly.
He's done what other managers have, in inverted commas, failed to do. And he's motivated a group that are already there.
Yeah, he's done really well and does deserve credit. But ultimately, he's not gonna win anything by keeping clean sheets. No. Real Madrid need to win trophies, and he'll be judged on that. So this is a really, really important game. It's probably his biggest test to date. He's only had nine games. Well, this will be his ninth game, and it's certainly the biggest one. It's a tough one because they are missing players. They are missing Pepe. They are missing Ramos. They are missing Bale. James Rodriguez is going to be out. So how does he fit all those in? He's got a decent squad. Of course, it's Real Madrid, but I mean, they really need the big players to play here. Luckily, Ronaldo's got a decent record against Atleti. Mm. But it's their recent record against Atleti that does worry me slightly. I'm hoping they can turn it around. I'm a big fan of Rafa, but this will be tight. Real Madrid have only won one of the last 11 clashes with Atleti. That was last time out. Mm. They won 1-0. Javier Hernandez, wasn't it, with the Champions League game. They got a 4-0 hammering last time. They haven't won at Atleti in five. Remarkably, Atleti have only won one of their last 14 home games against Real Madrid. They've drawn three and lost 10 of those, which is incredible when we consider they have had the hold over Real Madrid recently. So Real Madrid can go there with quiet confidence. I think draw no bet has to be involved here. Mm-hmm. Personally, I think it's going to be very, very close. Whether it's tight, I don't know, but it will be close. But you fancy Real maybe stronger than I do.
Yeah, it might be mug punting, if you like, but I'm so tempted looking at Real at that price, how they've been so far this season. I know they drew with Malaga, but you can almost discount that as just a one-off. I think 29-20 makes plenty of appeal, I've got to say. But then you just think, well, if they're going to go to Atleti and win, I think that they'll get the job done early. Now, you're going back recent years, and I know you can't go back too far because we've got two sides that have evolved and changed quite a lot in recent years. Atleti, for one, have got a lot stronger. But in Real's last 11 wins at Atleti, which, as we said, they haven't won there for, what, four or five games, is it?
Five games, yeah.
But in 10 of the last 11, when they have gone and won there, they've been leading at half-time as well as full-time. I just think the price boost is sufficient enough. It's 16-5. It's a big old jump. I had it between that and the headline offer of Ronaldo to score and Real to win because he's looking the chief threat at the minute. But I've decided to take the 16-5. Ronaldo can score if he wants to. He's welcome to.
And I'm sure he wants to.
I'm sure he wants to.
501.
And I think there's every chance he could as well because he's started the season in really, really good form once again. As you said, he's got a good record. But I just think, if Real are going to go there and win, which I'm thinking that they could just sneak it, I think they'll be in the later half-time. So I'm looking at 1-0, maybe a 2-0 or a 2-1. I think it will be fairly low scoring, if I'm being honest. But Real half-time, full-time, for me, is one of my strongest selections of the weekend. Like I said, it may just be me being suckered in by an appealing price. But I can't let Real half-time, full-time go unbacked at 16-5. Just my opinion.
I like it. Passionate.
Yeah.
I mean, the Ronaldo price, 21 to 20 anytime, is very good indeed.
He's not the chief goal threat, but similarly, Benzema at 9
very
to 5
good start
isn't
to
bad.
The season. Big fan of Benzema. We did say, didn't we? We couldn't see Benzema being replaced unless it was Sergio Aguero replacing him. I don't, pound for pound, I don't really think there's many out there that Real Madrid could realistically get. And Benzema's had a very, very good start to the season. Mm-hmm. We expect it could be tight. I mean, I do tend to agree that 1 or 2 nil are our players. But I think the value, if you're backing unders or overs, is in the overs here. 4 to 6 for the under 2.5 match goals. It's 11 to 10 for the overs. Mm-hmm. And if you take the last 6 games, it's split down the middle. 3 have gone over, 3 have gone under. With the ability on show,
yeah,
then perhaps...
He won early goal and it's
exactly.
Wide
then perhaps
open.
I think they were pretty much identical prices to when Barcelona travelled to Atleti recently. And we said then value was in the overs. And I pretty much feel that here as well.
Right. So is that the best bet for you?
I'm nowhere near as strong on Real as you. I think if you are going to back them, draw no bet for either of your fancies is a big player here. Because I genuinely believe Real Madrid would probably take a point, you know, not to lose too much ground on Barcelona. But I think you're the one with the stronger fancy here, so we'll have that as our best selection here.
Okay, Real halftime, full-time then, for me in that one. Right, we'll move to Germany for another absolute belter. It's Bayern against Borussia Dortmund. It's also on Sunday, this time at 4:30. Coming up in just a moment.
The Bundesliga.
Bayern Munich are 11-20, the draw 100-30, and Borussia Dortmund 9-2 at the time of recording for this one. Sunday at 4:30, the kick-off time. And, well, what a game we've got in store. Another cracker. Bayern in good form of late. They scored so many goals. We saw them annihilate teams in the Champions League in midweek. We saw them beat Dinamo Zagreb, of course. They won 3-0 at Mainz and 5-1 against Wolfsburg the week before that. Of course, was the game when Robert Lewandowski scored a goal or something, did something incredible. I don't know. He's in great form. Bayern are in great form. They've let in 3 goals so far this season. Dortmund are clinging onto their coattails. 2 draws in the last 2 games have really stifled them. The draw against Hoffenheim was disappointing. The draw at home to Darmstadt was even more so. They fell behind early, managed to wrestle the lead back and threw it away in the closing stages. That 4-point gap is not insurmountable, but if they lose this, it's 7 points and it's looking difficult. Schalke's currently in 3rd and Wolfsburg disappointing a little so far in 4th with 12 points, already 9 behind Bayern. I don't want to be over the top here, right? But if Bayern win this, the title looks very much there for the taking, doesn't it? It's one of those things where you don't want to say it, but it would give them 8 from 8, and they've already scored 23 goals in 7. There's an opportunity here for them to really, you know, lay a marker down, just say, yeah, by the way, if any of you others, Dortmund, Schalke, Wolfsburg, Leverkusen, if you had any aspirations of getting near us this year, you can think again, because you're fighting for second. They're 11-20. Is that okay? Is that a good price?
Well, I mean, Going back to Bayern winning the title, I think we were, as soon as last year's title was lifted, we expected Bayern to lift this season's title. I mean, there's no surprise. I don't want to put a negative shine on Dortmund's start if they lose this, because they will still be second or third, mm-hmm. and have still had a very good start. I mean, I don't think they really thought they could catch Bayern this season. It's first season with a new manager, big changes there after what's been a very, very strong, you know, 4 or 5 years under Klopp, with the exception of last season maybe. So I don't think we should look to take the shine. I think Bayern have already won the league, even if Dortmund win this. I think mm-hmm. Bayern are just too strong, too consistent. Dortmund, as you said, they will always have those kind of results, the previous draws in them. Because they're playing so many fixtures well in the Europa League, Bayern will win the league, but we're not going to win any awards for that. As you said, Bayern are in fantastic form. 100% record in all competitions. They scored 34 goals in all competitions. Mm-hmm. Conceded 4. And, you mentioned Lewandowski. In the last, I think it's 10 days, but his last 3 fixtures, essentially, 225 minutes, 10 goals, 21 shots, of which 14 have been on target. It's not bad, is it? So I think 1-2 is maybe... I'm just not a big fan, to be fair. Mm-hmm. Dortmund have proved they can cope with Bayern Munich. They won the DFB last season when the last time these two sides met. They've won in Bayern in the last couple of years. Admittedly, it was towards the back end of the season. They can match them. They've got incredible pace on the counter attack. They are robust in defence at times, so they could feasibly keep Bayern out. So for me, if you are going to back Bayern, you have to find another way in, because the 1-2 essentially is just not. It's just not enough for me, really. In a game where you've got two powerhouses going together, mm-hmm. yes, Bayern are significantly stronger, but the 1-2 isn't for me.
Okay.
Not for me at all.
Lewandowski has a fair bit of history with today's opponents, doesn't he? I think it's fair to say. He is part of the headline offer. Lewandowski to score, Bayern Munich to win. Now, on current form, you'd say that's not a bad bet. If you like backing players against their old clubs, it's not a bad bet. Is it a bad bet?
No, it's not a bad bet at all. 10 in his last three games, it shows he's in good health. Mm-hmm. You've got the, as you said, the mugs bet of him used to playing for the club, but also a stat that he scored in his last three games against Dortmund. And that was one of the ways in, I felt. If you did want to back Bayern, then Lewandowski and Bayern, the headline offer at 6-4, mm-hmm. Will certainly appeal, and that's a decent jump up from 1-2 to 6-4. Big fan of that. The other way would be Bayern to win and both teams to score. Happened last season. Dortmund themselves have scored. I know Bayern have only conceded three in the league, or four in the league, isn't it? But Dortmund have scored 17. They're free scoring themselves. They've got a man who's in absolute fire in Abu Mayang. Mkhitaryan did a good start to the season. They've also got excellent players like Royce, Ramos, and Kagawa. So I mean, they've got plenty of quality to go to Bayern and score. So that's another way in of Bayern to win and boating to score at 15-8. I think those two. I wouldn't be looking at a Bayern to nil or anything like that. Mm-hmm. You could look at the Bayern and overs, of course, but I think they're the two best ways in on Bayern here. It would be Bayern to win and Lewandowski to score at 6-4, Bayern to win and Boateng to score at 15-8. I don't think Bayern half-time, full-time, which I'm sure people will look at, is the strongest of bets.
13-10.
And I'll tell you for why.
Go on.
Bayern has scored four goals in the first half this season, the other 19 of them coming in the second half.
Nice.
And that brings you on to another bet, highest scoring half for Bayern, which I'm a big fan of, to be the second. 11-10, 19 goals in the second half so far this season. Last season, I believe, Dortmund took the lead when they were at Bayern, mm-hmm. and Bayern came from behind 2-1. Scored both of their goals in the second half.
Late as well.
It was very late. Well, I think one of them was late, wasn't it? I think one of them was moderately early.
Lewandowski got one of them.
Yeah.
I think they get the winner, I think.
They do score late goals there, yep. You know. And I think they're probably the two best ways in on Bayern for me. Lewandowski to score, and Bayern win 6-4. Both teams are Bayern 15-8. A couple of goal scorers you have to have a look at. Arjen Robben, fantastic record against Dortmund. He scored more goals against them than any other club. I think it's 9 goals in his career against Dortmund. He's mm-hmm. even money. Thomas Müller, he's amazing. I mean, that's pretty much the key stat there. He's absolutely amazing. 10-11 any time. I'm a huge fan of Thomas Müller. If you ever get Thomas Müller close to even money or above, yeah. you've got to back him. He's brilliant. He's
takes
absolutely brilliant.
As well. They don't really
have a setback.
They sort of pass it around, don't they?
They're one of very few clubs where you genuinely don't know who's going to take their penalties from time to time. Lewandowski sometimes will take them.
Robin.
Goethe can take them. They've got four or five people.
You'd trust almost everyone in the team, wouldn't you?
Of course you would. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure if Neuer stepped up, no one would have any problems. I'm sure he'd be the first to put his name forward as well. but for Dortmund, we mentioned Abu Mayang. He's 8-5 any time. 9 league goals. Scored against Bayern last season in the cup final. And he's the highest scoring player in Bundesliga in 2015. He's currently one ahead of Lewandowski. So you've got the two most prolific strikers in 2015 in the Bundesliga coming head to head. If you do think both of them score, obviously we can offer any time goal scorers coupled 100-30 for both Abu Mayang and Lewandowski to score. It nice. Happened in the final last season. Mm. Big chance of it happening today. I think Abu Mayang's pace could cause Bayern a lot of problems here.
Yeah, it's almost the only flaw that Bayern have.
It is, and they do like to play quite a high line, and their fullbacks do like to get forward, and they're not the quickest at the back, they're central defenders. So if they do get caught, Abu Mayang will, I'm sure, Tuchel will tell him to hang on to the last defender, and I'm sure he'll be playing really, really advanced, and I think he's a decent price to score any time, 8-5, and I do like the 100-30 for both of them to score as well.
Best bet?
I think my best bet, you know, purely because I'm a big fan of strong statistics, could be the Bayern second half at 11-10.
I love that as well. I think that's a good bet. So, fascinating encounter. Anyway, in Belgium? Nearly. Germany.
It's not far away.
Close. Just guess at a European country. It might be near. Okay, we're going to move to the 60-second games then. Are you about ready?
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
Okay, we're going to start by going back to Spain for Sevilla against Barcelona.
La Liga.
Sevilla are 13-5, the draw is 11-4, and Barca in the betting at 19-20 for this one. Barca, who come here off the back of a late win against Leverkusen in midweek, against Sevilla, who typically are very, very strong at home, Ray.
Yeah, on paper, this promises to be an absolute cracker. Of course, these met one of the curtain raiser of the season in the European Super Cup. Just ended 5-4, that one, to Barcelona after extra time, so I think we could expect a bit of excitement here. Sevilla have been poor. There's no hiding that. They're a good side who are playing badly, but they've got a manager and the personnel to turn it round. No doubt about it. They'll be in a decent position come the end of the season. They've lost three times already in the league, and I guess the remarkable thing is two of those have come at home. You don't often see that. You mentioned their home record just then. Barca themselves having a bit of a wobble here. They battered by Celta just over a week ago in their last away match. They've lost Messi and Iniesta to injury. They're not at their fluent best. Scraping to victories. I think they beat Las Palmas 2-0, didn't they? And then Leverkusen
2-1.
Was it 2-1?
Yeah, they conceded, yeah.
Against Las Palmas?
Yeah.
Oh, slipped out straight over my head. So they haven't kept a clean sheet in six games, which is a really strong statistic. Both sides are not at their best and are missing players. But if history is to go on, goals are a play. Both to score and overs has landed in the last six head-to-heads.
Okay.
4-5 here.
I don't mind that.
Boateng to score an over, 2.5 match goals, 4-5. Landed in the last six head-to-heads. No Barcelona clean sheet now for six games.
I thought it was a tricky one, this, because, again, you can get really suckered into the price on Barca at 19-20, but they're just a bit hard to trust at the minute,
I think.
They're getting the job done, or they have been recently, but not convincingly.
My outro on my notes here says, out of form Sevilla, don't look backable double chance at 3-4.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't trust a messiless Barcelona at odds on.
No, I don't think you can.
You simply can't. I'm sure there will be people who will look at that Barcelona price and, you know, be absolutely wowed by it. But it's not for me. I mean, they really, really have laboured recently. And without Iniesta, that's one less player to create. They're down to their bare bones. Remember, they lost Pedro. They couldn't replace him because of the Ada Turan transfer suspension. So they've got him waiting around.
They could do with him at the minute.
Without before Messi's injury, it was very, very well documented that they pretty much had to play Neymar, Messi and Ronaldo every single minute of every single game. Not Ronaldo, sorry. Yeah,
that'd
Neymar,
be nice.
Messi and Suarez. That would be strong, wouldn't it? Yeah, it'd be a strong lineup, that one there. Yeah, Neymar, Suarez and Messi in every minute of every game because Rafinha got injured.
Mm-hmm.
They had no backup. So without Messi, they're having to rely on inexperienced youths in big games. Notoriously, Sevilla is a tough place to go. Admittedly, Barca do generally do well there, but I think goals are a play here, and I can't trust them odds on personally.
Yeah, no, I'd agree. I'll let them win at that price on this occasion.
Just a note: Ronaldo does not play for Barcelona.
No, but if he did, they'd be very, very good.
They would be all right, wouldn't they?
Right, the final game that we're going to look at comes from Italy. It's AC Milan against Napoli, and it's coming up in just a moment.
Serie A.
AC Milan are 13-8, the draw is 12-5, and Napoli are in the betting at 8-5 for this one. Napoli, who come in off the back of a win against Juventus, they're playing on Thursday. Don't forget, we're recording this on Thursday as well.
Yeah, both sides evenly matched so far this season. We have 11th AC Milan against 10th Napoli. AC have won both their home games so far against Empoli and Palermo, but have only won one on the road, and that was against Udinese. So they've played six, won three, lost three. Napoli, as you said, beat Juventus last time out. Previously at home, they smashed Lazio 5-0. Scoring goals isn't a problem for Napoli. Keeping them out is, and this is where it could come back to haunt them. The six games that AC have had so far this season, three have gone overs and three have both teams to score. But at home, both games overs and both teams to score against Palermo and Empoli. I think 2-1 and 3-2 in those. For Napoli, six games, four have gone over and four have seen both teams to score. Remember, we had this stat on a couple of shows a couple of weeks ago. Now it's only one of Napoli's last 15 games in Serie A has gone under 2.5 match goals. Four of the last six between these two sides have gone over 2.5, and four have gone both teams to score. Both teams to score and over 2.5 match goals here, 19-20. Similar to the Barcelona, leave the outrights alone. Go with the goals.
Fair enough. So goals in both.
Goals in both.
60-second games that we've looked at there. Napoli, who, I was going to say they've made a fantastic start to the season. They really haven't, but they've got some incredible results in there. The 5-0 against Lazio and the 2-1 against Juventus, fantastic. But then they also drew away at Carpi, drew away at Empoli, and drew at home to Sampdoria. So you've almost got to balance it out between the two. If they can perform as we know that they can every week, great. But they're already 6 points off top, and it's not going to be easy for them. Juventus, by the way, after that Napoli defeat, they come up against Bologna this week, I think I'm right in saying.
Yes,
Bologna at home. You'd expect them to win, but they're just hard to trust at the minute. So I wouldn't be one for maximum faith, at least not at 1-4. But in recent years, you just said, that's a fair price. It's hard to make a case for Juve at the minute. I really don't know what to make of them. I'm confused, Ray. I don't like change, and that's what we're seeing at the minute in Italy. So, but the title race promises to be fascinating. Inter had conceded one goal in five games and then conceded 3.5 against Fiorentina, who leapfrogged them to go top.
I thought you said 3.5 then, I was thinking.
No. but look, Italy's one of those leagues at the minute where you can make a case for a lot of teams in a lot of matches and should be very, very entertaining. So that's just about it, isn't it? We need to do the naps. That's what we need to do. Last week, I didn't... We've almost got a feature this year on the podcast, which is Alex sticks the fork into Leon. Didn't do it last week, did I?
No.
And they lost?
Yep, they did.
Yep. So this week, let's see, who've they got? Who can I make a case for this week?
Paint you a pretty little picture, listeners. We were in the office on Saturday afternoon, or was it Sunday afternoon, when Leon were losing and an emotional Alex Dunn came sprinting across
Saturday,
the office
Saturday,
to alert me that Leon... we're getting pasted.
I've got nothing against them personally. They just don't do it for me this season, and they're priced up on their past form and past season's form.
I mean, there's a lot of issue in the ranks at the moment. Lacazette's getting a lot of stick from coaching staff, players, former staff, which doesn't bode well. Obviously, he's not been in great form, to say the least.
Leon are at home to Reims this weekend, who start the season really well. They've only lost once so far. Leon 6-10. And Reims are 9-2. I actually don't think Leon are that bad a price this week. But no, I wouldn't be as strongly against them as I have been, because they're not hugely odds on. They are still odds on, but not massively. Tell you what, just leave that game alone. We've given you plenty of other games to go at. While we're here, PSG Marseille, 2-5, 7-2, 7-1. Home win?
Yes.
Should be.
Well, it should be, but they should have beaten Bordeaux, PSG last home game. But Marseille have been, you know, slightly out of form themselves, very, very inconsistent. Of course, lost at home to Angers on the weekend as well. So that was a bit of a surprise.
There's just incredible football everywhere. I'd quite happily sit here for hours, but unfortunately, Ray's got other stuff to do. And well, that's literally it. I might just stay on actually if you go. But there's great stuff. Get in touch with us on Twitter at AlexDunn0307 and at RayDrewitt. You'll hear all these clips on William Hill's In Play Radio as well. Tune in on Sunday. Even if you're watching the games, have it on in the background, because there'll be great bets to be had in play that we obviously can't mention now because we are not privy to what's actually happened in the game up to this point. So, naps then, quickly. I'm going Real half-time, full-time, 16-5. I just think I'm tempted by Real on the outrights, but if I'm going to be tempted by that, then I have to be tempted by half-time, full-time. I think it's a big price. I can see Rafa getting an early goal and then shutting Atleti out.
So I'm a big fan of my three selections in all the other games, but I'm going to side with the stats bet of buying highest scoring half, second half, 11-10. 19 of the 23 goals have come in the second half.
I love that bet. I really do. I didn't research it. You have, but I'm going to steal it and I'm going to back it on the weekend.
Oh, right.
Not as a nap, no. But I genuinely think that's a cracking bet. That is... just to confirm, Bayern's second half to be the highest scoring half at 11-10, and Real halftime full-time at 16-5. Two different prices there, but there you go. Have a great weekend betting, and we'll be back next week. Say goodbye, Ray.
Goodbye.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.